Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current political, social, economic, geopolitical, prophetic events in life scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. Every year about this time, in view of the start of the new school year, I do a program about the public school system, often referred to by conservatives as the government schools. And the surprise for this year is that many public schools will not be meeting, allegedly, out of concerns over COVID-19, the Wuhan flu. This would not be such a big deal except for the fact there is a big political, moral, social dimension behind these school shutdowns. And in the next half hour, I hope to break down some of this for you. But let me start off by laying out some basic problems with our public school system. If you haven't noticed, evangelical Christians are not cheerleaders for the public school system. In fact, most conservative evangelicals would love to privatize the entire education system here in America. Why? Well, from a pragmatic point of view, public schools are too expensive for what you get, and they have an unfair monopoly over private schools. But the main reason is that the Bible, and hence Christian ethics and teaching, are banned from public schools. In Engle versus Vitale, 1962, the Supreme Court ruled that it's unconstitutional to have prayer in public schools. And then in 1963, the Supreme Court ruled in Abington Township versus Shemp that Bible reading or teaching is to be banned in public schools. So for the last 55, 60 years, God has been expelled from public schools. Because with a secular bias, the courts emphasized in our First Amendment that states should not establish a religion over the fact that the states should not prohibit the free exercise of religion. So from 1963 on, our public schools became godless, and this was more than just an educational issue. Our country was challenging God by saying we can raise up wonderful, educated, upright students without God. And how do you think that challenge is going to turn out? Well, how do atheistic states and atheistic institutions always turn out? They soon die when they're unplugged from God. They end in disaster. And many people suffer. I mean, do you think God is going to say, you have thrown me out, but I'm going to bless your program so that the whole world will see that God's not necessary? No, public schools will become another example of what happens when men abandon God. Martin Luther in the 15th century said, I advise no one to place his child where scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not increasingly occupied with the Word of God must become corrupt. It is a fact. It is an undeniable truth like gravity. All nations, all institutions that forget God will be turned over to hell. And it could also be said that when the Word of God was thrown out of public schools, God pronounced a curse upon public schools. Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, curses the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and his heart turns away from the Lord. Or how about Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15? But it shall come about if you do not obey the Lord your God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I charge you today, that all of these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in your city. Cursed shall you be in your country. Cursed shall be your basket and kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds and the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all that you undertake to do. And we can include here even in education. Until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds because you have forsaken me. So it's no small thing that public schools as an institution banned the Bible and Christ. It will mean that the American public school system will become a timeless historic example of what happens to a people who abandon God. And furthermore, from a Christian worldview point of view, if there is no God in education, there is really no education. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God and Christ give meaning and purpose and motivation to all education. And without God, eventually, why even have education? Why not revert back to a primitive state of barbarianism? The removal of God from public schools removed the very foundation upon which education rests. And what we're seeing right now in the diminishing or the abandonment of public schools is really a byproduct of this deeper spiritual abandonment. So let's take a moment to look at the situation. By April of this year, every public school in America, just about every public school, closed over fear of the coronavirus. Now, given the CDC's own report that young people are not at serious risk from the Wuhan flu, they're not carriers, the response to COVID was overblown, especially in so many states that had such few cases. But at the time, people feared that they may be dealing with something akin to the Black Death. But now, what are the public schools going to do about opening in the fall? The Orange County, California Board of Education has sued the governor of California for proposing that schools reopen in the fall. The teacher union for the LA School District, one of the largest in the nation, has demanded that schools stay closed this fall. In New York City, like most cities, schools will reopen, but only in part. There are all sorts of plans for smaller classes, social distancing, reduced school hours, plans for students to learn remotely at home. Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are in a fight in how to reopen schools. And the teacher unions in New York City are calling for schools to stay closed. The mayor wants schools open, the teachers want it closed. Quote from one article, New York City public school teachers are calling for schools to remain closed come fall and remote learning to continue, citing safety concerns for students and staff members if they reopen during the coronavirus pandemic. The UFT Solidarity Caucus of the United Federation of Teachers announced Sunday it was calling for support to oppose Mayor Bill de Blasio's reopening plan and to push for a full remote start to the school year. Quote, we truly believe there is too much at stake in reopening school buildings for in-person learning. We've seen terrible instances of spikes of COVID in countries like France and Israel. Also in a USA Today article, there was a state-by-state listing of what each state plans to do about reopening. Most states are opting for a hybrid plan. Reduced school hours and home learning online. Many states are requiring schools to give students the option of in-person or remote education online. In my own New Jersey township, the schools will only be open for a half day a week, and all the rest of the work is to be done online. Now, I've been talking to quite a few people trying to figure out what's really going on here. Why are they trying to keep schools closed? Is this really about fears of the coronavirus, or is there something else at work? I've come up with three possibilities: fear, laziness, and/or a political weapon. Your choice. First, fear. I'm hearing from teachers and those who know these teachers that there is a real fear of this virus. Here's a CNN editorial entitled, I teach in public schools, I love my students, but I don't want to die. Here's a Newsweek article, teachers in Texas writing their wills. And also Jennifer Rubin writes in the Washington Post, sending our kids back to school is killing them. Now, the science really doesn't support this fear. And that's what's odd about this whole thing. The infection death rate for COVID-19 for children ages 5 to 9 is 0.0016%. For ages 10 to 19, it is 0.00032%. For the teachers, most of whom are ages 20 to 49, the mortality rate is 0.0049%. Now, the reason these numbers have been dropping is because so many people have been tested, and we're finding out that many more people have gotten the virus without serious effects. Again, this is not the Black Death. People are not dying in the streets. Now, these numbers still sound bad. Some people are going to die of this virus. But then we have to consider the effects of seasonal flu, which all teachers and all workers have been putting up with since time immemorial. The seasonal flu mortality rate is very low, but it's substantially higher than these new COVID-19 statistics. So why do we send our teachers and our kids to school when they can catch the flu there and bring it home to their families? Well, there's just some risks we put up with in life because we have to get on with living. Why are these teachers all concerned about COVID-19 and they were never so concerned over the flu? Well, it has to do with the way the media is reporting the Wuhan virus. And, you know, some teachers just are not aware of science. I was down at Ocean Grove the other week in the aftermath of that recent tropical storm we had go through the state. And there are these 25, 30 mile an hour winds. It's hot, it's sunny, and there are still people walking down the boardwalk wearing masks. I think these people don't understand biology very well. They don't understand the limited viability of the virus in the open air. They don't understand the porousness of face masks, given the size of the virus. And in addition to all that, there has to be a spiritual moral dimension here. I'm finding that Christians are not big on wearing masks and social distancing. And Christians are receiving criticism from these avid mask wearers. And at first, you know, one might think that it has something to do with Christians believing that God will take care of them or protect them. But I don't think it has anything to do with that at all. And I don't think Christians have more scientific facts. I think it's summed up in Proverbs chapter 28. The wicked flees when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Or Leviticus 26:17 says about the ungodly, they flee when no one's pursuing. And Psalm 53:5, they were in great fear where no fear had been. So we learn from these texts that irrational fear will possess those who are not God-centered. And then we read about the righteous in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life, whom shall I dread? Psalm 46:2, therefore we will not fear, though the earth should be changed, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. And Psalm 112:7, he will not fear evil tidings, his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. So therefore, what are we to generally expect within a godless institution? There will be greater degrees of fear. We're not going to find so many heroes. Attitudes of self-sacrifice and courage will be diminished. And that may explain some of the movement among educators and unions to keep schools shut down. Second, it could be a diminished work ethic. A nicer way to say laziness and lethargy. I will freely admit that if it weren't for God and His truth in my life, and I were a public school teacher, and I could get a paycheck for reduced hours at school, or having no school at all, I would lean toward shutting the schools down. If someone asked me to vote for it. Being a public school teacher is a good gig. You're off all summer. You get 1 week off in the fall, 1 week off in the spring, 2 weeks at Christmas, all the vacation holidays. And now with COVID, you get even more time off. Now, I am not saying that all teachers are that way. But understand the nature of fallen man. People are opportunists. They will take advantage of the system and play the system at every turn to reduce their workload. And that's why there are these economic incentives put on people in the first place. That's why people get paychecks. Otherwise, no one would work. And, you know, the Christian work ethic is real. It's God who motivates people to work. And any institution that jettisons God, prayer, the Bible is going to eventually have a laziness problem. Because without God, all sorts of ambitions and motivations are lost. Now, this is not to say all public school teachers are lazy. There are some pretty hardworking Christian-based people in this system. But in general, any institution, any family, any nation that abandons God eventually going to have a work ethic problem. And this has been a problem in our public school system for quite some time. Because in any system where there's no competition, where people are forced to pay for services through taxation, the quantity and the quality of the work begin to suffer. I've talked with many public school teachers who have become Christian school teachers. And they all say how shocked they are by how much work is done by teachers in private education. It's not just a 9-to-3 job. It's a sacrificial ministry and love for these children. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything, I show you that by working hard, in this manner, you must help the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Finally, a third possible reason for this movement of teachers to keep the school shut down, it may have something to do with politics. This political agenda to sabotage everything while the Republicans are in the White House, to foment civil unrest, bring down the economy, to reduce people's quality of life. There are actually people who think that way. And if the children start going back to school and everything goes well, it is going to undermine the COVID lockdown narrative being pushed by many mayors and governors. These children aren't going to be social distancing and wearing masks like they should. And if school principals enforce the rulings that have been put in place on every other business and church, it's going to be a real nightmare for these schools. Churches are only allowed to have 50% capacity. Constitutionally, the same ruling has to be applied to the school. And if school cafeterias can be open, then restaurants have to be allowed to be open. So in short, if schools reopen, this whole lockdown thing, the four stages of reopening collapses under the weight of its impracticality and double standards. Now, of course, it's hard to imagine that many individual teachers who, for ideological, political reasons, want to upset normality in America. But there are probably a few educational leaders who lean this way, you know, causing them to have a pro-lockdown, pro-close-to-school bias. Psalm 64:5. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who can see them? They devise injustice, saying, we are ready with a well-conceived plot, for the inward thoughts and the heart of man are deep. So, those are just three possible reasons for this movement to keep schools closed. I'm sure I've irritated some listeners, but I'm just telling you what even the mainstream media is reporting as possible explanations. But in conclusion, the broader thing going on is that the closing down of public schools in favor of online education is providentially threatening the end of public schools as we know it. A number of years ago, I stayed on a program. It's not a matter of if the public schools will come to an end. It's a matter of when and how. Because the handwriting of the public school's demise was already on the wall because of its abandonment of God. In government schools, the behavioral problems, the low test scores, and the cost will eventually become so egregious that even the unions can't hold the schools together. Most parents aren't going to be paying $15,000 a year per child to have children sit and do nothing for 12 years. So in the providence of God, this COVID virus scare has shown many parents that they don't need public schools. There are so many better options than having your child locked in a public school building for 6 hours when the child is at most only getting 2 hours of real instruction. You can learn math and science better just using the online Khan Academy than you can get in most public schools. The internet is changing education, making it more independent, freeing it from the control of the few. There are 1.8 million parents in America homeschooling their children. And that number is growing every year because parents are finding out that public school education is not that good and not all that necessary. I have two families in my church that are now going to be homeschooling in the fall because the schools aren't doing their job. They're not even guaranteeing that the schools will be meeting. And the online education from these schools is terrible. So for about $900, parents can buy the BJU curriculum and get all the books and all the teaching videos they need for each grade. You never get a bad teacher. Teacher never has a sick day. There's no time wasted getting to school, no discipline problems. And all parents need to do is watch and supervise the child. The students can finish a 6-hour school day in less than 3 hours. And the children can get a quality K-12 education that is as good, if not better, than the best schools in our nation. There's no more of this, my child's in a bad school district, and he can't get a good education. So, personally, I've really been surprised by teacher unions pushing to keep the schools closed because they're undermining their own business. If they were smart, they would keep the schools open so that parents don't look for alternatives. Because given the surge of online education, public schools could disappear tomorrow. And parents could still educate their children, and township budgets could be cut in half. So, you know, maybe all of this is great news. Maybe these pandemic fears are just what we needed to end the public school monopoly on education. And these leftist educators don't realize that they have dug a pit and hollowed it out and fallen into the hole which they have made. Psalm 7:15. God often uses unanticipated, natural events to bring down ungodly power structures. Like the Black Plague in the 14th century brought down the feudalist plantation system. And the technology of the printing press brought down the power of the Holy Roman Empire. And the invention of the car destroyed real estate monopolies in the cities. So as far as I'm concerned, the public schools can stay closed as long as possible. If there's any hope for our nation, if there's anything practically that can be done, it is the homeschooling and private Christian school movement. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube channel for the extended video version of this program is God and Country Biblical Exposition. Check that out. Subscribe, like, leave a comment. And again, it's godandcountryradio.org for all of those links. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your extra support and protection. You are bringing down the house of the wicked, and you are building up the righteous. May we in our obedience become recipients of your grace, your mercy, and your help. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.